Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. So today I'm just going to speak from my heart. I've just finished listening to two of my, what can I say, soul sisters, sister missionaries that just got home. They was here in my world and served. They've been my friends. I've laughed with them, talked with them, cried with them. There's so much in my heart. I got to hear them speak on their first Sunday back from their mission. It was surreal to know that a week ago I was hugging one of you, and today you're home with your family. I'm just so blessed for getting a chance to know so many amazing sister missionaries and elders. I'm so grateful to be able to call you my friends. I was just sitting there, and I'm so grateful for technology that makes it so that I can sit in Sweden and listen to your words and your speeches in your words as you have returned with honors from your missions in Sweden. I just want to say how much you have meant to me, how much your friendship have meant to me. This year, I've been blessed with so many amazing young women into my life. The thing is, I don't feel older. So when I get to hear that I'm a Swedish mom, I was like, no. I'm just a sister. Like, I'm just slightly older than you, like twice the age, but who counts? That's not what I feel like. I still feel like we're all sisters. Sisters in the gospel, sisters in faith. It was also amazing because I got to talk to one of my dear childhood friends today. We're really bad at keeping contact, and you're not the only one, I'm too. But the thing is that we have this firm foundation from when we were young. When we were young, we would talk and we would just share everything with each other. We were so close. And then you got married and you moved away, and I got married and I moved away, and you had kids and then I got kids, and our schedule was never on the same page. And then you lived in Stockholm, and then you moved away and I moved to Stockholm. We just didn't seem to be able to be on the same track with each other in our lives. And so it was just, I loved how you reached out to me and get to talk to you. And like you said, even though we haven't talked to each other in a long time, it's still there. The friendship is there. The foundation is there. You know me probably better than anyone else on this earth, because you've seen me from when I was 6 years old until I was 18, 20. And you just been with me in all those stages of my life. And it was just amazing to be able to talk, to reconnect. And it's also amazing to be able to share with you whom I've become now. To share with you my journey that I've done the past 3 years. And to, I hope, be a part of the journey that you're on and that you're just starting to embark upon. Like you said, there's so much in the gospel that we've got. The gospel is actually the cheat sheet. We got all the answers to all life's questions, and yet we need to ask the questions. And we want to know the why. God told us to bless the food, and He asked us to have faith that food gets broken down and the energies are corrupted once we cut into it, and that by blessing it, we make it easier for our food and our body to digest it. It's answers that I've gotten by all the courses that I've taken. But the simplicity of it all is that God asks us to bless the food before we eat it. And we should just have faith and do it. I love how the gospel is giving us all the answers. And I wish I didn't have to ask the questions and go through the pain and the heartache in order to figure out the answer that He has already given me. I wish I just had the faith just to do what He asks of me without having to question it and to figure it out for myself why He asked us to do this. And yet again, we're on this earth to learn. And there's no better way of learning than doing mistakes and getting up to figure out the truth in everything. So with that said, I'm really grateful for all the people, these amazing people that have come into my life. And I'm so grateful for all the friendship I've made. I wish I could tell and express how important you are to me without starting to cry. But I firmly believe in the sisterhood. And I've started to realize how important women are to other women. And that's what my cousins told me today. She's like, "Oh, I understand now why we have a relief society." And yes, it is important for women to connect, talk, and experience life with other women. And so, for me, today has been a celebration of the amazing women in my life. I'm so grateful for all the examples you are to me and all the love you've shown me and how you've embraced me and come to me when I've been in need of friends and ears to listen to me on the path that I've been on in my life. And so, I just want to say a huge thank you from my heart to yours. And because of you, I can be more of a light. So, be the light, share the light, spread the light, and shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.